You are standing in front of the Information, Communication and Media Center, or ECMC for short. It is part of the Brandenburg University of Technology, Cottbus Senftenberg. ECMC is the name of the building, but also of a central academic institution that encompasses the Multimedia Center, the University Library and IT services. But you're surely curious to learn more about this spectacular building. It is 32 meters tall and has 10 floors, two of which are underground. The double-skin glass facade of the reinforced concrete structure was printed with artist-curly rendered letters. The renowned architectural firm Jacques Herzog and Pierre de Meuron designed the building. Ground was broken in December 2001. The ECMC opened on February 4, 2005. The 8 May Stadium originally stood on this site. Now walk through a covered entrance and through the first glass door. Click pause button until then. You may have had a long journey to get here. There are toilets in this corridor. Directly opposite is a small lounge area with drinks and snack vending machines. After our tour, please feel free to treat yourself to a coffee there. Please now enter the University Library. You are welcome to bring your coats and bags into our building. If you would still like to lock something away in the cloakroom area, please go straight past the entrance door to the blue area on the right. At the very back, there are some lockers which can be used with a euro coin. Our foyer is spacious and colorful. From west to east, the floor is colored yellow, green, magenta, red and blue. A color spectrum that partly corresponds to the old television test card. Let's move on the interior. Immediately on the right is the top-up machine for your library card and BTU card. The credit on the card is needed for photocopying and printing. Next to it is the self-service checkout. Registered users can borrow books independently here. If you visited us during our service hours, you already have seen our friendly staff at the information and service desk. They handle loans and help with literature searches. Registration with us is free of charge. You simply need to show your identity card. What you should know, we mainly stock academic literature required for study and research at our university. You won't find any novels here. Of course, you have already spotted our fantastic spiral staircase. It runs from the basement right up to the sixth floor. On the left-hand side is the Science Gallery, featuring a vivid display of technology innovations by scientists. Interactive panels provide information about the individual exhibits. If you'd like to have a look around the foyer a bit longer, just click pause. We want to explore the building from top to the bottom. So, the next stop on our tour will be the sixth floor. If you love a bit of challenge, take the stairs. Everyone else should turn their attention away from the stairs and look in the exact opposite direction, as there are two lifts there. Step inside, select floor 6 and pause the audio guide until you get there. If you take in the lift, simply walk straight ahead to the stairs. Please bear in mind that you are in a university library. This is where students read and study. Please keep quiet while inside the building. Next to the stairs are metal cubicles. These can be booked by students, for example, if we wish to work on their thesis in peace. You have seen the ECMC from the outside and the foyer. Believe us, it gets even better. Warning, if you are very afraid of heights, the following view might not be for you. All you brave souls, take a cautious peek over the balustrade into the heart of the staircase. Nevertheless, please don't cheer too loudly and, of course, hold on tight to your smartphones and cameras. Time for a short audio break. Now look towards the shelves. On the sixth floor, you'll find books on physics, mathematics and computer science. Take a look up to the ceiling. It is also made of metal and reflects the bold colors. The route leads to the left, past the lifts. The magenta and green central core houses the two lifts on every floor, with toilets and a staircase leading to the emergency exit at the rear. Continuing southwards, you reach the group work area. Here, you'll find small seating areas, whiteboards and screens. Enjoy the view of Cottbus. The tour continues on the fourth floor, so have a look around a bit more, then take the lift or the stairs. Click pause until then. Then you step out of the lift, turn right and walk around the central core. Straight ahead, you see our largest reading room. The small book boxes at the side are available to book, so you don't have to carry your study materials about all the time. At the far right of the reading room, there's a small corner for children. Otherwise, you'll find literature on technical subjects here. Whether you take the stairs or the lift, head to the third floor. Press pause until you have arrived there. As the fourth floor, walk along the central core and then turn right. There's no reading room here, but there are gallery workspaces that offering a view of the second floor. Right next to the gallery, you'll find the latest specialist journals, all on the subject of architecture and civil engineering. Walk along the gallery to the wall shelves. On your left, you'll see a small spiral staircase. Anyone you fit enough and has a good sense of direction can use this to get to the second floor and then walk back to the large spiral staircase. Of course, you can also walk back to the lift. Click pause until you reach the second floor. Next to the large spiral staircase is an area used for temporary exhibitions. Right in the exhibition area, you'll find a very photogenic side view of the staircase. The second floor houses literature on the subjects of law and economics. Take your time to look around and keep clicking pause as you go. Now walk or drive down to level minus one. Click pause until you have arrived there. If you haven't had your fill of our staircases yet, take a look up at it from below and enjoy a whole new interplay of color and light. If you'd like to take a photo, click pause. Have a look around and discover the area in the basement with the book eye scanner and a reader for microfilm and microfiche. For those you aren't familiar with these, they are analog images of printed documents, such as old newspapers, reduced in size and transferred onto film. The collection of level minus one covers the humanities and the final arts. To leave the building, you now need to go up one floor again. if you've taken a fancy to our bright colors, there are also various souvenirs featuring the BTU logo available at the information and service desk. That brings our tour to an end. We hope you've gained lots of new insights.